Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastor Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bay, a church you can call home, where we honor God, we love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. And we have a passion for God, and we have a passion for souls. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Welcome to New Beginnings, or our NBC family, visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio or video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. God has something for you. Amen. Praise God. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepárese a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. And today we're going to be talking about press on with Jesus. Amen. On a daily basis, we got to press on. Amen. When you wake up, you go and you say, thank you, Lord, for another day. This is the day you have made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. And give him thanks for waking you up. If he woke you up, guess what? He's got plans for you. He's got a mission for you. Amen. And so you prepare yourselves to go out, you know. But you know what? There's giants waiting for you. There's problems waiting for you. There's tears waiting for you. All these things are there ready for you. But you know what? You commit yourself to him and you say, thank you, Lord. And man, when you say thank you and you prepare yourselves and you give him honor, seek him first. Yeah. Amen. You know what? I'm ready for them giants. Amen. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. It's hell out there without Jesus. So you better have Jesus when you go out. Amen. Prepare yourself. Thank you, Lord. Listen to this. Lord's not finished with you. Amen. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. So make yourself available. Let go and let God. Know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And know this. See yourself the way he sees you. He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And he sees you an overcomer. He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. Amen. But we got to have relationship with him. We got to let him know that we're committed to him. Amen. Woo, and serve him. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Let's make this declaration together, and then we can get into the word. Amen. Grab your sword, soldier of God, and let's say this. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive, and I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you first. Amen. And the first one, it goes like this. It's a scripture break. It says, Happy Independence Day. And thank God. I hope you had an awesome day yesterday. Amen. Praise God. Well, yeah. It says, God bless the USA and happy 4th of July. Keep going. Next one. It says, Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Amen. And that's Psalms 33 and 12. Mark these down so you can go and you can see, check them out for yourself. Read them. And we're one nation under God, celebrating 250 years of faith. 1776 to 2026 says, God be blessed and be free. In God we trust. Amen. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. And you know what? You see a little flag right here? It says the American flag and the Israeli flag. And we support Israel. Amen. And God is going to bless those that support Israel. Amen. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. It says, Happy Independence Day. God bless America, the greatest nation in the world. God has certainly shed his grace on America, the land of the free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. We honor the ones who have fought bravely for our freedom. We remember the freedom is not free. Lord, we pray for our nation as we ask your blessings over us. Protect our borders and fill our lands with the riches of your goodness and grace. Give wisdom to our leaders and continue to awaken America. We decree your glory in America. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Again, Psalms 33 and 12. And a quote here from President Abraham Lincoln that says, The strength of a nation lies in the homes of the people. Amen. So you know what? As a people, we're to raise our kids and train our children the way they should go. When they're old, they won't depart from it. So training and teaching starts at home. Amen. Not at the schools. We just don't send them off so we can have free time. But we start at home. We start at home, amen, so praise God. That's just one nugget. I got another nugget for you. It goes like this. Very, very, very simple, very basic. Have a winning attitude. Again, God didn't put us here to lose. He put us here to win. But we got to get into the Word. The Word. When you have the Word of God in you, man, when you get full of the Word, it's got to come out of you. And you're going to be a winner wherever you go. It says, have a winning attitude. Forget about the past. What's the enemy that uses? What's people use against you all the time? Your past. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that we are new creatures in Christ. The old is gone, the new is in. It says, forget the past, past defeats, past setbacks, and the yesterdays, shoulda, coulda, wouldas. Today is a new day, a new beginning. This is the day the Lord has made. Every day, you confess that every day. This is the day the Lord has made. I am going to rejoice and be glad in it. When the greater one is in you, you know, nothing can put you down. So don't let people, don't let nobody, and don't let your guard down. Amen. And it says, press on, child of God, with a winning attitude. Hey, amen. We're celebrating 14 years. You know what? So press on this next 14 years or the next year with a winning attitude. And every day. Amen. And this is going to be our text. And I'm going to read it to you from the New King James. It says, Philippians 4:13-14 says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do is forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I, and you can put your name there, it says Jose, will press towards the mark, towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. So, again, forget the past. Jesus says he forgives and forgets. You got to do the same thing because the enemy or people are going to use that against you. And the battlefield is the mind. And you're going to think these things all the time. But you got to know when to say, that's in the past. That's not for me. Amen. I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm going to press on with God. Amen. So we do the same thing. And Philippians 4:13 says this. If you don't know it, mark it down and read it for yourself. It says, I, Jose, can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We need to remind ourselves on a daily basis. Amen. Woo, praise God. Man, that's a good one. So have a winning attitude. Not once in a while, but all the time. This one goes like this. It says, focus on him. When things don't go your way, when your day doesn't go the way you planned it, when you run into unexpected problems, when you experience setbacks, stop looking at what went wrong. Focus on him. Start looking to him. Start listening to his voice. Start expecting him to show you a way. Amen. Remember, he is the way. They say everything is not going to go your way all the time, but you can reach to this with peaceful assurance that you can reach out of disappointments. It depends on whether you put your focus, where you put your focus. Your focus should be on him and not what went wrong. But, you know, if you don't renew your mind to the things of God, you know, you're going to think about the problem all the time. And you're going to magnify the problem instead of magnifying him. Amen. So, you know what? I'm going to magnify him first. Amen. I'm going to seek him first. I'm going to focus on him and stay focused on him. Amen. He is my way. He is the truth. And he is the way, the way, the truth, and life. Amen. Nobody goes to the Father except through him. So you stay focused on him. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Again, our text is Philippians 3:13-14. So praise God. Amen. So, amen. Let's get started. Just press on with Jesus. Says Jesus never fails. Amen. And we never fail with Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Keep going. Says press on. Never call it quits in pursuing Jesus. Never, never, never call it quits. Never give up. Jesus had opportunities to give up. But you know what? I'm sure he went to the Father and says, Father, I need your strength. So, you know, he's our greatest example. So who are we going to copy? We're going to copy him. He's our winner. He's our champion. Amen. Says, Lord Jesus, I need your strength. And, you know, that's not once a day. That's many times a day. Lord, I need your strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, seek him. And this is, I saw this. And I said, I gotta use this. It says, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Man, I ain't giving up. If he ain't giving up, he can, he can't stop midway, because do I go up or do I go down? Well, we just got to press on. You know what? He didn't put no reverse on us. He says the whole armor of God protects our front. And we got the whole armor of God, and we're pressing on, and we're marching. If we're marching and we're walking, we're moving forward. We're not going backwards. He never says, cowered out and just run back. No. We're going to press on. Amen. So we're going to press on. Keep going. Praise God. Leave it right there. That's our text. It says, press on with Jesus. Draw closer to Him. It says, again, reminder, happy 14th of July and happy anniversary, USA. You saw the slide. Amen. It says, New Beginnings Church is celebrating its 14th year anniversary. Yes. Go back to it, Carmen. It says, New Beginnings Church of the Big Bid is celebrating the 14th year anniversary. Pastors Jose and Patricia wants to say thank you to all NBC family and friends. Thank you for your love, your prayers, encouragement, and support. Amen. All of you watching, all of you listening. Amen. Thank you so much. Praise God. Woo. Press on with Jesus and step out in faith. No fears, no worries, and no giving up. Amen. No giving up. No quitting. Draw closer to Him and He'll draw closer to you. No, He never leaves you nor forsakes you. He's always with you. And, you know, we're always trying to think, well, nobody cares. Nobody's around me, you know. I'm all by myself. You always try to feel isolated, you know, and the enemy's going to feed you all kind of negative stuff. Lies. That's all he can do is talk and give you lies. But you know what? He says he never leaves us nor forsakes us. He's always with us. He wants to have relationship, and he's knocking, but we're not communicating with him. We got to talk. We got to pray. We got to spend time with him. Amen. It says, no, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Press on with Jesus and don't look back. Amen. Philippians 3, 13 and 14, New Living Translation says, no, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what it lies ahead. I, Jose, press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling. Who's calling you? He's calling you. Who called you? He did. Who anointed you? He did. Who equipped you? He did. Amen. And to fulfill your mission, whatever it is He calls you to do, big or small, just trust Him and have faith and go and do what He's want us to do. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So He's not giving you a spirit of fear. He's giving you a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. Don't let fear overtake you. Amen. Speak the word and press on with Him. Amen. New King James says, brother, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I have to do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Ooh, man. Don't forget. And, but that's what the world and that's what the enemy and people want you to do. Forget, you know. Hey, forget about that. You know, you can pick it up anytime. No, I'm going to press on. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Submit and commit to Him. James 4:7 says, therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Sometimes we want God to do it all for us. No, He's given us His Word, and we got to get His Word, and we got to start filling ourselves with it, meditating on it, and start speaking it. Yes. Amen. So we can take the authority He's given us. Amen. His Word is authority, man. You speak that authority, and it says that the enemy resists Him, you take authority, and he will flee from you. The Amplified says, so submit to the authority of God. Resist the devil. You resist the devil. Stand firm against him, and he will flee from you. You got to let him know, you know what? You're not a wimpy guy, a wimpy girl that used to run from the enemy, from you. No. I'm going to make a stand, and I'm going to confess the word, and you're going to take a back seat, and you're going to run. When I speak God's word and take authority over you, you're going to flee. I don't want you hanging around anymore. I'm not your buddy. Amen. Praise God. So draw close to Him and He'll draw close to you. James 4:7 and 8 says, New King James says, draw close to God and He'll what? draw close to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. When you have the Word of God, you're not going to be double-minded because you know what the Word of God says. So you know what? You're going to go with what the Word says. Somebody says something, somebody gave you something, or you read something, and if it don't line up with the Word of God, and you compare it, don't line up with the Word of God, receive the Word and forget about the other stuff. I'm not receiving that. That's not for me. Amplify says, draw close to God with a contrite heart, and He will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your unfaithful hearts, you double-minded people. Hey, amen. You know, when you're full of the Word and you got the Word of God in you, you're not going to be double-minded. You know what the Word says? You're going to do what the Word says. And you're going to commit and submit. And that's it. And you're going to speak it. Praise God. And take authority. You're going to step out in faith, not fear. Child of God. Amen. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, and all these scriptures we know, you know, we just got to write them down and study them and meditate on them. So, you know what? When we need them, they're in there. And they're going to flow out of you. He says, out of your innermost being, it's going to flow rivers of living water. The Word of God. You're speaking the Word. Don't see yourself as, I can't. You can do all things through Christ. Amen. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, New King James, for God has not given Jose a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. You do the same thing. You say the same thing. Amplified, for God has not given us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but He has given us a spirit of power and of love and of sound judgment and personal discipline. Abilities that result in calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. Amen. Again, your battlefield, the battlefield is the mind. So you got to keep that mind renewed with the Word of God. Amen. And this world, and you're around negative people all the time. And they're confessing negative things. And if you're not renewing your mind, you know what? You're going to start repeating the same things. And when you're confessing the wrong things, you're going around sowing the wrong seed. That's negative. I want to confess positive seed. Amen. I don't have to confess anything they're saying. It's not for me. I'm not. That's not for me. Amen. So I used to, but not anymore. It says, let us grow weary. Let us not grow weary or become discouraged. Amen. And Galatians 6 and 9 says, let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season, we will reap if we do not lose heart. Amen. Hallelujah. New Living Translation says, so let us not get tired of doing what is good. And at just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. Man, there's a harvest of blessings waiting for you. You know, quit thinking about, well, you know, God don't want to use me. God doesn't have anything for me. Yes, He does. He wants to bless you. He sacrificed His Son. Amen. So that you can know the truth, and the truth is going to set you free, and start confessing the Word. And the blessings are right there for you. Amen. Praise God. Man, I got three translations here. Galatians, New King James says, let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not lose heart. Don't give up. You know when you lose heart? It's when you let your guard down and you start confessing the wrong things and you just give it up. No, don't give up. Jesus had opportunities to give up, but you know what? He didn't give up. And He fulfilled His mission. And He wants us to imitate Him. If you want to imitate anybody, imitate Him. And be strong. You know, when you feel weak, when you feel like, I don't want to do it, you know, be strong in Him. Lord, I need your strength. I need your strength. Amen. Amplify says, let us not grow weary or become discouraged in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we don't give in. Don't give in. Again, Jesus had opportunities, but He didn't. He knew. He stayed focused. We got to stay focused. We got to stay committed. We got to stay submitted. Amen. And do what God has called us to do. Don't give up. Don't give in. Let go and let God. And press on, child of God. Amen. Matthew 11, 28 and 30. We just read these not too long ago. But it says, the easy to read version. Come to me, all of you that are tired from the heavy burdens, and you will that have been forced to carry, that you've been forced to carry. I will give you rest. Accept my teachings. Learn from them. I am gentle and humble in spirit, and you will be able to get some rest. Yes, the teachings that I ask you to accept is easy. The load I give you to carry is light. Amen. Ooh, man, I'm doing this under you, Lord. And you know, physically, remember, you're a spirit being, you have a soul, and you live in a body. And if you're living on the body all the time, you're going to be weak. So sometimes you just got to renew your mind with the Word of God. Study and meditate on the Word. Get yourself strong in the Word. And renew your mind with the Word. And your flesh has to follow. Amen. Your flesh has to give in and say, oh man, the spirit and the mind, they just want to come on me. And you got to follow. Amen. You just can't lay down and say, well, I don't want to do this. But say, no, something's telling me. I just got to get up and do it. Well, this is the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your spirit, man, is telling you, get up. It's time to go to church. No, not today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Cast it all on Him. Give it all to Him. All means all. Amen. We talked about that last week. All means all. Give it all to Him. Don't say He just wants half of it. He just wants some of it. He just wants a little bit of it. No, He says, give it all to me. I got better plans for you. I got great plans for you. And you're going to fulfill the plans. He's more interested in you fulfilling those plans than carrying half of the load. No, He don't want you to do that. It says 1 Peter 5:7-8 says, New King James says, casting your care, all your care upon Him because He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. That's all he wants to do. John 10:10 tells us, or that's next. But He said He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So don't be friends with the enemy. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy you. Amen. So let's stay hot for God. Stay hot for God. Not lukewarm and not cold, but stay hot for God. Amen. Because the enemy is not giving in. Amen. So don't you give in. We're no match to a full-time devil. Half committed Christians, no match to a full-time devil. Amen. We can't do it on our own. We got to give it all to Him. Amen. Praise God. The Amplified says, casting all cares, all anxieties, and all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all on Him. For He cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. Says, be sober, well-balanced, and self-disciplined. Be alert and cautious at all times. The enemy of yours, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, seeking someone to devour. Amen? So you got to be careful. How does he know who to devour? The words you're speaking. You know, speak the right words. Speak positive words. Faith-filled words. Speak what the Word of God says, not negative stuff. Well, I just had to give Him a piece of my mind. I just had to say that. No, you didn't have to say it. Because Jesus had opportunities to say some things, but He didn't, because He knew that would totally cancel His assignment. Amen. So you know what? You control, Lord. I'm going to zip the lip, watch the words I say. Amen. And speak positive things. Speak positive words, not negative words. Because you can have what you say. And I don't want to sow the wrong seed. I want to sow the right seed. Amen. Woo. Praise God. Just call on the name of Jesus. Have a life abundant. Have a life of abundance. Amen. John 10:10 says, since the thief, the devil, the enemy, says, does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus says, I came that you might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. The Amplified says, the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. He says, I came that they might have and enjoy life and have it, have in abundance to the full till it overflows. So that's what he wants you to do. He wants you to have life and enjoy life. Amen. But the enemy, he just wants to steal, kill, and destroy. So that's not of God. Well, the devil made me do it, or the devil wants to do that. No, he don't have to. You don't have to do anything. As a matter of fact, you don't have to listen to him. You know when the enemy's talking to you, he's reminding you of your past. He's reminding you of negative things. That's not for me. You know what? You go somewhere else. I'm not going to be obedient to you. I'm not receiving that. That's not for me, and I'm not going to do that, and I'm not going to say that. Amen. So you take authority. It says, Bible hearers call on him. They call on Jesus. Jesus called the Father for a daily strength. Lord, I need, Father, I need your strength. Father, I need your strength. You know, he went through some ugly things, more ugly than we ever went through. So don't say, well, you know, hey, I couldn't help myself. Yeah, you could. Jesus had opportunities and he passed them up. Well, he's Jesus. Well, you know what? He used the word also. He was the word. He is the word. But you need to confess the right things and not give in to the negative stuff. Well, it's so easy to just give in. No, you don't have to just give in. Since the prodigal son called on him. Prodigal son says, you know, I'm here with the pigs, you know. I can do better than this at Father's house. You know, yeah. So whatever you're going through, you're watching, you're listening. Whatever you're going through, it's not his fault. It's your fault. We got to get right with him, you know. And, you know, you confess him as your Lord and Savior, and you can have a life of abundance. Amen. Or if you're running from him, stop running. Yeah. Don't be like the prodigal son. Come back home, you know. Praise God. Moses at the Red Sea said, Father, I need your help. All I got is a big Red Sea in front of me and the Egyptian army after me. I need your help. But you know, if they called on God, so can we. Amen. He's waiting for you to call. Why are you holding back? Amen. Lady with the issue of blood, David facing Goliath. And you got some giants that are facing you. So who do you go? You don't go to Ghostbusters, you go to Jesus. And you don't go to a bottle of booze, and you don't go to a bottle of pills, you know. You go to Jesus. What would Jesus do? Lord Jesus, I need you. Yeah. He's not going to forget about you. He didn't forget about you. He already went to the cross and paid for the price. Amen. So we just got to get right and say, wait, I got to get this whole thing straight. And when you go to the Word, that's the truth. And it's going to set you free when you start confessing the Word. Amen. Ooh, come on now. Joshua at the walls of Jericho. God gave him a plan. Joshua, a general. He knows how to lead his armies. But God gave him another plan. Says, put the worshipers up front. He could have said, no, that's not the right way. No, he says he was obedient to what God told him to do. And you know what? The walls came down. Whatever walls are holding you back, you know, you serve him. He's going to tell you, and them walls is coming down. You can keep confessing the word, and them walls are going to come down. Them walls can't stay up. No walls can stand the word of God, amen. They got to come down. Whoo, Jonah in the belly of the fish. I like to see that. 3 days and three nights. He was in there, but he survived. And when he repented, you know what? He said, okay, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. Well, you don't have to do this. You just be obedient. And the fish went and spit him out right in Nineveh. And he went and fulfilled what God told him to do. Hopefully he took a shower first, you know. The three Hebrew children, they called on God. And you know what? They threw him in the fire. The soldiers that threw him in the fire were consumed. That's how hot the fire was. But when they threw him in there, say, wait a minute, we threw three, but we see four. Wherever you might be going through, you think you're alone, but you know what? There's two of you. Because God is with you. He said he never leaves you nor forsakes you. So whatever you're going through, you know, say, Father, I need your help. He says, I'm right here with you. Amen. So he can see you through. Hallelujah. The apostles called on Jesus to calm the storms. Whatever storms you're going through, call on him or speak the word, and them storms are going to be calm. Them storms are going to go. storms of finances, what storms of sickness, whatever storms you're going through, they got to go. We can call on Him to calm your storms, your fears, your problems. Again, James 4, 7 and 8 says, therefore, submit to God. You resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. It says, draw close to God, and he'll draw close to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Amplified says, submit to the authority of God. Resist the devil. Stand firm against him, and he'll flee from you. It says, come close to God with a contrite heart, and he will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your unfaithful hearts, you double-minded people. Amen. Ooh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But you know what? Wait on the Lord, and you will gain new strength and new power. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah 40 and 30, says, King James says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amplify says, but those who wait upon the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in Him, will gain new strength and renew their powers. They will lift up their wings and rise up close to God like eagles rising towards the sun. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not grow weary. Or tired, excuse me. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So, be loyal to God. Stay stable in Him. Amen. Praise God. James 1 and 8 says, being double-minded man, unstable and restless in all your ways, in everything he thinks, feels, and decides. Amen. New Living Translation says, their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything they do. King James says, he is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Amplified, being a double-minded man, unstable and restless in all his ways is everything he thinks, feels, or decides. Amen. So we got to be stable. Amen. Not unstable, but being stable in him. Amen. Many Christians will tell you they love God. They want to get close to God. They want to come to church. They want to change. Few succeed. Quit using excuses. Put some feet to your faith. Amen. You got to step out with Him. Amen. Step out of your boat. Step out of your comfy place. And step out of your closet. And quit being fearful. Again, He's not giving you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'll close with this scripture. Amen. But we use this a lot in the Bible study. It says, Hebrews 10:23-25, New Living Translation says, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep His promise. It says, let us not think of ways to motivate one. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to act acts of love and good work. And let us not neglect our meeting together as people do, but encouraging one another, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near. Woo, hallelujah. New King James says, let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. And 25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but in exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Amen. So, you know, we come and we meet in this place. Assemble ourselves together to encourage one another. Man, we're a church family. The Bible says we're the body of Christ. We're His church. Who is He going to use? He's going to use every one of us because we're His church. And we come and we encourage one another. Man, the enemy in the world will try to just put you down and say negative things, bad things, and discourage you. And you know what? We come together. Well, you study the word first, but then we come and assemble ourselves together and encourage one another. Brother, sister, you can make it. Brother and sister, I've been praying for you. Amen. I appreciate you. Man, we're encouraging one another so we can continue and go and fulfill what it is He wants us to do. Amen. So don't let your guard down. Be strong in Him. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day that you have given us. Amen. Press on with Jesus each and every day. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And in closing, remember, press on with Jesus. Don't look back. Stepping out in faith and not in fear. No fears, no worries, and no giving up. Again, keep going. Well, Revelation 3:16 says, but because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I am going to spit you out of my mouth. And that's the Good News Translation. And the New King James says, so then, because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will vomit you out of my mouth. So let's stay hot for God. Amen. Don't let yourself go cold. And don't be lukewarm and trying to please the world and please God. Amen. We're not the straddle of fence. We're either on the hot side or the cold side. You say, I can take that. But when you're lukewarm trying to please God and man, that ain't going to work. Amen. So stay hot, but stay hot for God. And the only way to do that is get in the Word and study the Word, meditate on the Word, and live the Word, confess the Word. Amen. Praise God. Keep going. Praise God. And, of course, we talked about this, but He says, I am here, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and eat with you, and you will eat with me. Amen. So He's there. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. He wants to come in. We just got to open up and let Him in. If you're confessing the right things, He is with you. Amen. Praise God. Keep going. Keep going. Well, that He talks about, He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. We just go ahead. This we're to copy Him. It says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5-6. Amen. Thank you. And 6 says, so we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? He's not giving you a spirit of fear. It don't matter. What can man do to me? The greater one is in me. So I'm not receiving it. God is with me. Keep going. Hallelujah. This one, Ephesians 5:1-2, in the Amplified, it talks about, therefore it says, be imitators of God. Copy Him and follow His example. It says, as well-beloved children, imitate their fathers and walk continually in love. That is, value one another. Practice empathy and compassion, unselfishly seeking the best for others, just as Christ also loved you and gave Himself up for us, an offering and sacrifice to God, slain for you, so that it became a sweet fragrance. Amen. Praise God. Keep going. One more. One more. This, we just celebrated 4th of July. And we celebrated 250 years of anniversary for USA. And this we need to know, that in 2 Chronicles 7:14, it talks about, God is talking about His people. He says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. So every one of us can pray this prayer. Amen. Thank God you live in the best country in the world. But you know what? We need to also keep ourselves prayed up and ask God to bless this place, this country. Amen. So praise God. Keep going. If those of you watching and those of you listening, if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, all I want you to do is just listen to this. And it goes like this. And it says, Romans 10:9-10 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So you know what? You can accept him as your Lord and Savior. Whatever it is you're going through, whatever problems you're having, you know, you can ask Jesus to come into your life and be saved and get all that mess out of the way. Amen. If you're running, stop running and start living for him again. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. So press on with him. Let us draw close to Christ that we may experience his love and his power. So you know what I want you to do is press on with Jesus and draw closer to him this next 14th year, church. Amen. So thank God we're celebrating 14 years. But you know what? All this year and whatever year is, God has us here, you know. Just be strong in him and press on with Jesus. Amen. Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So don't give up. He's not giving up on you, and he's not giving up on us. Amen. So press on with Jesus. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Do you receive, church? Praise God. Those of you watching, those of you listening, again, you know, you can receive him as your Lord and Savior now. All you have to say is, Lord, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins. Come to my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And he will. He won't turn you down. I don't care who said what. Said, well, you got to go do this, this, and this. No. The robber at the cross, he confessed Jesus right then and says, Jesus says, today you'll be with me in paradise. He didn't say you have to go through 12 classes of learning classes, you know, to join us. You know, no. He says, today you'll be with me in paradise. Amen. So you confess him as your Lord and Savior now and start living for him. Amen. Find you a Bible-based church where you can learn the Word of God and be strong for him. Amen. And serve him faithfully. Amen. Praise God. Woo. Hallelujah. If you're running, stop running and get back right with God and start serving him again. Amen. Praise God. If you have sickness in your body, do what I do on a daily basis. I say, Lord, by your stripes, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. So I receive no malfunctions in my body. I say, body, line up with the Word of God and function the way you're supposed to function. Amen. No malfunctions in Jesus' name. And it's time to give. Praise God. Amen. Those of you watching, those of you listening, would like to give, just go to our website, nbcbigben.com. Hit that donate button. If you go mail, NBC PO Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. And for Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend. God loves you, and we love you. Amen. Praise God.